let's go back to the pulled item, which was 340.
Authorize application to the Transportation Research Board for a grant in the amount of $150,000 for research and evaluation of best practices for improving safety around streetcar facilities for people on bicycles.
Okay, somebody pulled this item?
Mr. Lightning pulled this.
Oh, Lightning, come on up if you wanted to speak about it or you just wanted us to discuss it, but I think Commissioner Novick is prepared to describe it.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. This was originally on the consent agenda, but we're happy to talk about the fact that we occasionally think it's important to do research in order to address problems the community has highlighted. For several years, PBOT and Portland Streetcar Inc. have heard from the community that cycling on or over streetcar tracks is dangerous and often leads to crashes, particularly in areas where there are overlapping tracks. The parties have explored some mitigation options, including education, streetcar marking, signage, and have tested some, what the heck is this word, Catherine? Flange filing projects, products. However, the problems still persist. PBOT and PSI are interested in identifying best practices for reducing crashes on tracks through research and evaluation, and this ordinance would authorize an application to the Transportation Research Board for a $150,000 grant. And I'm sure Catherine will be happy to elaborate after Mr. Lightning speaks.
Okay. Good morning.
Good morning. I represent Think Lightning Company. My name is Lightning. One of the things I wanted to, I guess, discuss on this is when we're talking the Transportation Research Board. And one of the things that basically I think we have an understanding is that we don't have enough money to get everything done, plain and simple. We're not going to get enough federal money to get everything done. And there needs to be other resources brought to the table. And one of the things on this type of research board is that what I'd like to maybe see done is that do we have enough private sector involvement pertaining to the transportation? And what I'm stating here is that we have other states that are actually beginning to focus on bringing private investors to the table pertaining to transportation needs. And what I'd like to see is maybe a study done on that to see, is that really something to look at? Is that really something to look at the private sector and say, hey, we have a lot of things we need to get done. Is there a way that we can work with you to bring money to the table also on these projects to get it done? And I think the only way to really do that is to have something put together similar to what this research board does and look at other states and get an idea on that and an understanding. Is that a practical approach on the transportation issue on a lot of the larger projects to bring the private sector investors in and have a discussion and maybe to try to move some of those forward? So that's basically all I'm talking to on this issue is that on the research board side of it, I'd like to maybe see some type of funding to them on what is it going to take to maybe bring some of these people to the table, and it is something that we should be looking at this time and moving forward on. Thank you.
Thanks. Anyone else? All right. Then let's take a roll call on the emergency ordinance.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Hales?
This actually is a problem that a number of us have experienced, which we have struggled to figure out. So the TRB is actually a public-private partnership. So to Lightning's point, there's actually a combination of governmental and private resources that go into this research. And it, like a lot of other things, it would be great if we figured this out in Portland first. Aye. And we are adjourned until next week. Thank you all.